goede avond, lieve luisteraars. U luistert naar een uitzending van Joshua Radio in de zendtijd van Radio Zefania. God, u bent de God van Abraham, de God van Isaac en de God van Jacob. Heilig, heilig, heilig is uw naam. U bent de heilige Israëls. U bent de God die heerst. U hebt alles geschapen. U komt de eer en de glorie toe. En geen mens. Buiten u is er geen andere God en er zal ook geen andere zijn. Voor u leven wij, u aanbidden wij, bij u leunen wij. Wij geloven in u, Heere. En wij vragen u deze avond om deze uitzending te zegenen. En ook het woord dat gebracht zal worden door pastor Robert. Dat u dat zegent in Jezus' naam. Amen. Telefoonnummer in de studio is 020-672-2532. 020-672-2532. Ik wil Cor en zijn vrouw Marlene, Meerzorgheld, ook groeten en God zegen toewensen. En natuurlijk alle luisteraars. Bij deze eenurige uitzending gaan we luisteren naar een paar liederen. En daarna gaan we luisteren naar pastor Robert uit Amerika. En vrijdag hebben we een bishop uit Amerika die het woord gaat brengen. I love.
take the finite risk of trusting like a child. I believe, help thou my unbelief. I walk into the unknown, trusting. Never feel a thing. I claim him.
everlasting song. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus was born, and still the celebration goes on. If you feel the need to get your life in tune, 'cause you're tired of the drudge every day, then turn yourself around.
U luistert naar de uitzending van Joshua Radio in de zendtijd van Radio Zephania. Deze vroege morgen, kan je zeggen, want het is een andere dag. But I have Pastor Robert. And he gonna bless us with a powerful word. Amen. Pastor Robert, good evening.
Amen, Pastor Hale. Good evening to you.
Yeah.
I pray all is well and you had a blessed day today.
Yes, sir. And how is it there in the States?
God is doing something despite of what the news and media says. Despite of what the circumstances look across the world, if we just open the Word of God, God said we are winners.
That's right.
And God is doing great and mighty things.
Amen. Praise God. We met in Germany in 1999. And I thank God that since that time, we became brothers and friends and workers in the vineyard of God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to give you the mic and we're going to listen to the word of God.
Well, I thank God for you, Pastor Hale. One thing I say about Pastor Hale, he is a true soul winner. And when the scripture said, go into the hedges and highways and compel the men, that's what he's doing. And we thank God for him, and we see the results of it.
Thank you, Lord.
So I just today, I just want to bring you a word of encouragement today. And we just thank God for the opportunity, and we never take it for granted. So wherever you are, whether you're in your car, whether in your home, we just come to bring you good news and let you know tonight that Jesus is Lord and he is yet in control. And so we're going to pray first. Father, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, oh God. And Father, as the sound of my voice go out through the airwaves, oh God, that you would touch some heart, oh God, that you would encourage them, that you would bring deliverance and hope to them, oh God. We just thank you, God, and we thank you. We ask for the anointing that makes teaching and preaching easy. We thank you, and we ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to read, the scripture is in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, and we're going to read the first verse. And it reads as, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And so I want to use for a thought or meditation as you go out, we're just going to talk about just arise and shine and receive today. We're going to talk about arise, shine, and receive. We're in the best time that ever in the history of the world, because I know what the world looks like, and there is turmoil around the world. But we as saints, as we as believers, we must still stand on the word of God. because God is true from Genesis to Revelation, and is true in every situation. Remember that God's favor is upon you wherever you are. You're in your home, you're in your job, and you're facing difficult circumstances. You are facing things that you've never faced before, and it seems like there is a hopeless situation. But you must always remember that Jesus is Lord. And John 14 said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So with Jesus in the midst of your circumstances, you are winning. This is the time that God will give you divine favor and revelation. This is the hour of the church where God is going to use us to produce mighty acts of God. The power of God is still in the church. God has given us power to overcome every situation and every circumstance. And he is, I want you to say, I may not hear your voice, but in your mind, as you hear my voice, you just say, in my life, there's nothing missing. And in my life, there's nothing broken. In my life, I am receiving increase. In my life, I'm receiving the fullness of God. And God just speaks, he speaks wonderful things over us. In Zephaniah 3:7, he said he rejoices over us with singing. He tells us he's going to give us cities that we didn't build. He's going to give us vineyard we didn't plant. So God is going to, he's going to turn around every situation for our good. And he's going to release the greater. There was the Bible talks about there was a man at the pool for 39 years waiting for somebody to put him in the pool so he could be healed. And Jesus says simply, tell him to get in the pool, move forward, take a step of faith. And that's what God is telling us today. Just take a step of faith. Get in the Word, begin to find out our purpose, begin to find out what God is saying to us and saying about us, because we operate in faith. And from Genesis to Revelation, God is just speaking wonderful things about us, how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, and that we have a divine protection plan that he will. David declared, he said, I'm an old man, but once I was young, this thing I've never seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Hey, we are blessed today. God said we were uniquely and wonderfully made. So our purpose is not over. Our situation or trouble does not dictate who we are in God, because God is ready to give us more. He's ready to move us into bigger places and higher ground. And sometimes we have to break what I call the orphan spirit, based on where we are from, based on what we've experienced in our life. Maybe we had a difficult time with our parents. Maybe we didn't come from the best of families. And so we carry, when we become a Christian, sometimes we carry that negative feeling, or we carry those disappointments with us. But today we declare that orphan spirit is broken, and that we are walking and living in the fullness plan that God has for us. We're walking in the Jeremiah 29:11 and blessing to bring us to give us a good life, to bring us to an expected end. His promises are yea and every amen. So that's what God is saying. He wants to break that orphan spirit. He said, you know, he's not giving us a power of fear, but of love and a sound mind. So as you begin to grow, as you begin to hear this message today, that favor is upon your life, amen, that your direction is changing, everything about you is changing, your job is changing. Because when you go on the job or the circumstance, God said that you are the head and you're never going to be the tail.
Amen.
So he wants us to start walking out there. And then we have to learn how to speak our blessings into the existence. So the Bible says the power of life and death is in our tongue. So we can speak over ourselves. We can speak over our children, and we declare what they will be. Amen. I know what the world may have said or said some negative thing, but I decree today that our children will rise up and they're blessed. They will get in universities. Amen. Nothing missing, nothing broken. No good thing would be held from them. And we just see increase coming to their house. And so another thing that we have to do as believers, we have to begin to walk in what I call our godly DNA. And that's the thing that our Heavenly Father has prepared us for. The Bible said, make your calling and election sure. Some of us have, on the side of my voice, you may have ministry in your heart and you put it on the back burner, amen, because it's difficult or you don't see it how it's going to happen. Maybe you got business in mind and you dreamed and circumstances come against and you kind of threw in the towel. You don't want to do it anymore. But today I declare and I speak over your life that God is giving you energy. God is renewing your heart. He's renewing your vision. Amen. That you'll rise up and begin to move to your destiny. Move toward that vision that God has placed in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
And so the battle is not ours. It's not, we're not doing it through flesh. We're doing it through God.
Yes.
If we look at, just imagine, amen, when you had a good father and you was a child and the father said, hey, I'm going to do a certain thing for you. Maybe he said, you know, I'm going to buy you a car, buy your favorite game. Because your father was trustworthy as a child, you look forward to that. You say, oh, my God, I can't wait till my father, I can't wait till that specific day because I'm going to receive this specific item because my father has said. Well, our Heavenly Father is much more faithful. What he has promised, he will give us.
Yes.
What he said is true from Genesis to Revelation. He said that we are more than conquerors. That means every situation that we face, we are more than overcoming. I don't care how tall the mountain is. I don't care how the situation. I don't care what the report has said about you. Maybe there's a report of sickness. And he said, whose report you will believe? We will believe the report of the Lord today. We believe that if you've been pronounced with sickness, we declare healing is the children's bread. And because healing is the children's bread, whether you're in the hospital, whether you're at home and the doctor may have given you up for a particular sickness, we declare to now in the name of Jesus that you're rising up out of your bed. You're rising up out of the hospital bed and that you are healed in Jesus' name. Because that is a promise. You are a child of God. And his promises for you is yea and amen. And he wants you to have the best. He wants you to walk in the fullness and power of God. And then we have to be avoid becoming weary. Bible tells us in Galatians 6:9, not to be weary in well-doing. Mm. God is going to give you this strength. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. Keep walking forward. Walk by faith and not by sight. Begin to get in your word daily. Begin to rise up and begin to pronounce the scriptures over your life. Begin to find who you are and what the word says about you. And begin to edibly begin to speak over you. He began to say things that, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that job that I've been waiting on, it's coming to pass. I thank you that, oh, I'm debt free. I thank you that wealth comes to my house. I thank you for all my children. They, no sickness shall come nigh thee. Every door that's closed will begin to open now. So we want you to begin to rise up and walk. All through the Bible that Jesus went by, and he went by healing the sick. And most of the time, if they was crippled, he would just say, rise up and walk.
Yes.
So he was never satisfied with the state that people were in, because that's not what he purposed us to be. He didn't purpose us to be sick. He didn't purpose us to be fearful. He purposed us that we would be completely and wanting nothing. That's God's divine plan for us. And because that's God's divine plan for us, he does not want us to accept anything less. Amen. He does not want us to accept anything less. He wants us to walk again in the fullness of God. Amen. And so, therefore, we're going to take a different direction. We're going to start in the morning now because we learned the revelation of rising up. Amen. And walking in our purpose. Amen. We're going to begin our lives with daily study. It's essential that we, 2 Timothy 2 and 15 say we got to study like a student. We got to become like a student. We got to become diligent like a person would be going to get a college degree. We got to become diligent. So if we know the word, we can know what God says about us. Because the Bible is a love letter to us as God's people.
Yes.
And he's given us the power. It's like going to gym and exercise. We learn to exercise godliness. We can begin to get your strength. We can run faster. Amen. Because we got more of the word in us. And the more the word in us, it's going to strengthen us. It's going to build us. It's going to bring nourishment. Yes. The word is going to bring spiritual nourishment. So, amen, if you're writing down, just write Matthew 4 and 4. And then what it's going to do, it's going to quench our thirst. We are thirsty for righteousness. We're thirsting more for him. And as we get in the word, our thirst will be quenched. And so if you're taking notes today, write down Isaiah 55, 10 and through 11. And then you're going to strengthen us. We know everybody can use strength. Sometimes we all get tired, but the more we get in the word of God, the more strength we get.
Yes.
It's like refreshing. And that's why David declared, said, early will I seek thee. And Psalm 62 said, early will I seek, because he's given us new mercy. He's given us strength. The old day is passing, and we're embracing this new day. And that's how the word of God will give us strength. And then then what it's going to do is washing us. It's cleansing us. It's casting out the old. It's casting down imagination. Every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So what the word does, it washes us.
Yes.
It washes our old way of thinking. And then we begin to think in our new man. We don't begin to think in the emotional realm. We don't begin to think in the natural realm. And we begin to think in the spiritual realm. And then what happens is there is a conversion when we begin to speak and the spirit, when we begin to be washed. And then the washing causes us to speak differently. Yes. It causes us to speak only the word of God. When trouble comes, like before, we would crumble, we would get frustrated. But because we're studying the word, you know, when trouble comes, you said, no weapon. You'll say it with boldly. No weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. You'll say, I'm the head, and I'm never going to be the tail. And you begin to think, even in the first time, the word would be so much in you. You begin to thank God for the victory, amen, even though trouble is all around you, because that's what the word do. And then the word builds us up. It builds us. It builds us in a firm foundation. And so when every form of temptation comes, amen, we will learn how to stand because of word in it. David even declared in the scriptures that thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Amen.
Wow. Look at all these promises that we discussed just by opening the word daily. David declared that I'm going to meditate thy word both day and night.
Yes.
Just like in a classroom, and if you were taking a test or you were studying for a big exam or you were trying to learn to be a carpenter or a machinist for your job, it would require intense study.
Yeah.
And then when you go through the process of intense study, then when the time of testing that you need to get your certificate, your degree, it comes back to your mind because you study the material. That's how it is in the Word of God. When we study to show ourselves approved, when time of testing comes, the Word will come forth and we'll begin to speak life. Yes. We won't even let it come nigh thee. We'll just go forth and try, and we'll keep running. We'll keep pressing forward to the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. And then what you'll find the process of competing and perfecting. Therefore, you'll contend for the faith. You'll say to yourself, hey, just say your name was John. And you will speak to your own self and say, John, we're going to contend. We're going to be better believers. And you'll be there speaking to your inner man and say, I'm going to study. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to study this word. I'm going to be a better believer. And so, and you'll watch some old habits. Habits that you may be struggling with as a believer, or habits that you've been trying to get away from a long time, but they just kind of hang around you. But as you begin to study the Word, you begin to rise up. You begin to move away from those habits. And just like dirt, when you take a shower, it'll roll off you. That's what the Word of God does.
Yes.
And then the Word of God, what'll happen is you become such a light. You'll begin to dream again. And there's many believers on the sound of my voice. You've had many dreams, maybe even dreams when you were younger, maybe even dreams that you wanted to see happen for you. But in the process of time, you just thought it was too late. But I come to decree to you today from the United States of America, amen, on this day, on this 16th day of March, amen, that you will dream again. It's not too late for your dreams. Amen. What's been on the spirit of delay is broken today. And now you can move forth in that dream. Amen. That business, that job, whatever we declare that you will dream again. Amen. And you got to learn how to speak to, amen, speak to your Lazarus. Amen. You remember Lazarus was dead and Jesus spoke to him. And he came alive. Those things that have been dead, those dreams that you thought were dead, we're going to learn how to speak to them today. We're going to learn how to say over them, job come forth. We thank you. My job has come forth. We thank you that my addiction is broken. The addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction to fear, that is broken today. And that we're going to walk in the fruit. Our heart has been enlightened. That we will walk in the fullness today. And I want to let you know today, the second portion, I want to let you know your best is yet to come. Hold on to your counterfeit. You know, in the year of Jubilee, everything that was taken, it had to be returned to its rightful owner. But we declare Jubilee over your life. Anything that you've been taken or stolen from you, or amen, something that, oh, maybe you're going to court and then you've got an unjust balance. God wouldn't want you to live in an unjust balance today. We declare this is your year of Jubilee. It's returning to your house. It's returning to you on your job. It's returning to you everywhere that your feet tread today. Amen, because I would say to you, wake up, sleeping giant. You are great in the kingdom of God. And then I see the greatness in you. I see the greatness in you. So we want to speak to you today, say, raise up, sleeping giant. God want to give you a voice that would change the world. Amen. He want to give you a voice that would change your situation. The Bible calls you a royal priesthood, Amen. A holy nation.
Yes.
He calls you a holy nation. He calls you a holy nation, amen, a royal priesthood, that you should show forth praises to him who has brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. That's who you are.
Yes.
Nothing less. You are royalty today, amen?
Amen.
And God is going to set you on fire, amen?
Yes.
Amen. You've got the power. God is giving you power. God is bringing you power that you can overcome, that you can be more than a conqueror today. You are more than conqueror today. We declare that we are moving into that wealthy place. We're moving into the place that God has called us to. There won't be no more delays. There won't be no more hindrances, amen, because God is raising you up today. God has desired for you. God's desire for you is to give you something that you never had before. Things that you may have thought was on the back burner, that you may have thought was gone and there was no hope for you today, but God is doing it. He's making you a warrior, and he's going to assist you that you could rise up and serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
He says, serve the Lord with gladness.
Mm.
We're happy. We're happy to be a part of the kingdom.
Right.
We're happy on our days. And then what God does, he gives you an assignment. He gives you an assignment to do. And our assignment is, he wants to build you up so you can help other people.
That's right.
One thing I can say about Pastor Hill, ever since I've known him, he's always been helping everybody that is me. He don't care what your status is. He just sees a need. And if he has to drive to Germany to make sure your need is met, he'll drive to Germany. If he has to fly to the United States, he'll fly to the United States. But that's because he has a word of God. He has a love for the people of God. And that's what God wants you to do for you. He wants to build you up. He wants you to make you stronger than you've ever been before in your life. That you can be the person that God has designed for you. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That God will grant, he's going to grant you the courage to step out by faith that you can walk in victory over and over again. Not only victory for today, but victory for every day.
Yes.
And Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Amen. We speak that Jeremiah 29:11 blesses over you.
Yes.
That nothing is missing. God is going to bring you to what you've promised for. But you won't know the promises. You won't know the promise until you open the Word of God and begin to meditate both in that.
Right.
And the second thing you got to do, you got to pray.
Yes.
You got to pray without ceasing. You got to talk to God and learn His heart. And maybe you're not used to praying, or maybe you haven't prayed in a long time. But today, rise up. Rise
yes.
up a specific time of day. And take time out and spend with God. Seek His face. Not only pray, but pray the word. Pray the word. You said, and pray the word is simply, if you're dealing with sickness and you're praying, just say, God, your word says healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Lord, I receive my healing today.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you. You said I'm the head and never going to be the person. I receive that from you today. And as you begin to pray, God will give revelation and vision to you.
Yes.
He'll begin to show you dreams. He'll begin to show you visions. And those that are having trouble sleeping at night, toss at night because of worrying, because of situations, we declare that peace is over. We declare the peace of God over you today.
Hallelujah.
That your dreams and your rest will be sweet. We break the spirit of anxiety, and we release you to that place of rest.
Hallelujah.
We said you said there is a rest for the people of God, and we speak over you today. But get in there and begin to study and pray, and then you will become a giant. You'll begin to see some things fall off of you. You begin to speak different. You begin to walk different. You begin to talk different. And then you'll find yourself getting supernatural strength.
Amen.
Strength, you begin to say, you begin to laugh and sing, and you'll be so happy. You say, I got joy, unspeakable, full of glory. And people are going to ask you, sir, ma'am, why are you so happy? You said, I got the joy of God. I got the strength of God. I got you. And the Lord is going to make your pathway clear, Amen. And the thing that you're worried about, you don't have to worry. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care it for you.
That's right.
Again, the problem is not our problem. The problem belongs to God.
Yeah.
No weapon that's formed against us are prosper. So when we rise up, we learn how to cast our cares upon God. We learn how to let things go and receive the instruction from God. Sometimes God will tell you to stand still and see the salvation of God. Sometimes he said, I don't want you to say nothing, just watch me work. Sometimes he said, I need you to go read. I need you to go study more. He'll give you the instructions. You're never alone. You're never without direction, because God is for you. God is for you.
Amen.
God is for you.
Yes.
And he's going to bring you to an unexpected end. He's going to bring you places that you never thought. He's going to open doors that you never thought. And he's going to teach you. And write this scripture down, Psalms 144:1. It says, he teaches my hands to war and my finger to fight. God is going to teach you how to battle. And we battle simply by studying the word. We battle by simply praying. We battle by using spiritual tools for spiritual warfare. But God is our commander-in-chief. He is our king. He is he's everything, because he's the person that gives the instruction. We just follow.
Amen.
And in order to really walk in the fullness of God, we have to avoid going looking for shortcuts. We have to follow God's way fully. If God tells you to be still, that's what we have to do.
Amen.
Because God wants to build a closer relationship with you. He's after you.
Amen.
He want to know you in a supernatural way. And he wants you to release himself to you. But you have, again, we've learned tonight, and we've got to study. We've got to study the word of God. And we begin to study the words, and some certain things are going to happen for us. We're going to find strength. We're going to find endurance. We're going to find joy. There'll be washing. There'll be strength in our thirst. We won't thirst for worldly things, but we have a heart and hunger for God.
Amen.
So remember tonight. Remember tonight. Our scripture we read in the beginning says, arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You are God's handiwork. And God is going to make you the head, and you're never going to tell. He's elevating you even as I'm speaking tonight. He's elevating. Don't settle for second best. Healing, whatever you need is in the word. And his promises are yea and amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer for the people.
Amen. Father, we just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for the people that's on the sound of our voice, oh God. Father, those that are struggling with worrying and concern, we speak the name of Jesus over all forms of sickness. And God, we declare that they are made whole.
Yes, God.
They are strengthened, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak to that woman that's worrying about her children, God. That woman, God, in the name of Jesus, that walked back and forth at night, oh God. God, that she doesn't even rest. And Lord, she just worries. God, we speak peace over that house today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will begin to see the manifestation of your glory, God. They would experience you like never before, God. We speak increase, God, that they're elevated in every place they go, God. God, that you give them favor. You give them favor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Robert, thank you for this powerful word. Amen. And we pray God's blessing upon your life and your family, and also on your job.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Hale. You've always been a blessing to us, and we pray the favor and God upon you all your endeavors.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Well, till next time.
Amen. God bless you now.
Yes, God bless. Bye-bye. And that was Pastor Robert uit Amerika. Hij heeft ons gezegend met het woord van God. En deze mensen ken ik al jaren. Hele fijne mensen. Als wij naar Mannheim gingen, dan bleven we ook bij hun thuis. Prijs de naam van Jezus. Hele fijne mensen. U luistert naar de uitzending van Joshua Radio in de zendtijd van Radio Zephania.
U bent mijn rots, mijn schuilplaats en mijn schild.
O mijn Heer, op wie ik bouw.
U bent mijn rots, mijn schuilplaats en mijn schild.
O mijn Heer, op wie ik bouw.
God zij de Heer, roep ik het uit, want van mijn vijanden ben ik nu bevrijd. Het is Jezus mijn bevrijder. Geloof zij de Heer, roep ik het uit. Want van mijn vijanden ben ik nu bevrijd. Het is Jezus mijn bevrijder. Vrees geen kwaad, want ik roep het uit, want Hij is daar voor mij. Al ga ik door een dal van duisternis, ik vrees geen kwaad, want ik roep het uit, want Hij is daar voor mij. O Jezus, mijn redder, ik vertrouw op U. Heel mijn hart en ziel aan U, ik vertrouw op U. Jezus, mijn redder, ik vertrouw op U. Heel mijn hart en ziel aan U, ik vertrouw op U. Al ga ik door een zware storm, ik vrees geen kwaad, want ik roep het uit, want Hij is daar voor mij. Heer, U bent de enige die voor mij stierf. En sinds die dag riep ik het uit, mijn redder. Mm-hmm. And
de naam van Jezus. Wat een mooi lied. Ik vertrouw op u. Very nice song. I trust in you, Lord. Well, it's almost 1 o'clock. And I'm gonna play a song. And the title is Someone Got a Hold on Me. And here you're gonna hear me sing. And this song is on my, let me see, my second CD. Listen to this song. Someone Got a Hold on Me. The Holy Ghost Flame Singers and Friends. Got a hold on me. Yeah, someone got a hold on me. Ooh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to play an instrumental song from this album. I have two versions of this. I have the instrumental one and the one where we sing. The title of this song is We Need Jesus. Luisteraars, ik hoop dat u genoten heeft van de uitzending van vandaag. Pastor Robert Williams, hij heeft het woord gebracht vandaag. Vrijdag gaan we luisteren naar een bishop, ook uit Amerika. We hebben heel veel vrienden. Prijs de Heer. Maar later kunt u ook luisteren naar Joshua Radio. We hebben een uitzending van 8 tot 10 uur 's avonds. Joshua Radio, elke donderdagavond van 8 tot 10. En zaterdag van 9 uur 's ochtends tot 12 uur. May God bless you all. Love you, everyone. Ciao, ciao. Until next time.